Hello, this is Ron Schneider, and I'd like to talk in great detail about a disease that's plaguing the world called HIV and AIDS. But before I get into the specifics about the disease, a lot of the research that I've been involved in directly worldwide, I'd like to tell you just a little bit about myself and how this whole involvement of myself got to become a part of the HIV/AIDS movement around the world. I used to be a private labeler for well over 180 companies throughout the United States and even other parts of Asia, Australia, so on and so forth, of dietary supplements to private label companies. My main focus and business clientele were very large network marketing companies. Well, in 1996, while lecturing on behalf of one of these companies, I was able to be introduced to the former U.S. Diabetes Ambassador under Bill Clinton's administration, Dr. James Hall. And again, this was back in 1996. And he had asked me if he could have a conversation privately with me regarding my products with respect to HIV and AIDS, which about 3 weeks later, actually did have a conversation. He and Ben had informed me that some research done at Emory in Atlanta by himself and some of his colleagues yielded some very extraordinary health benefits with respect to HIV and AIDS. And his first question to me was, he says, are you aware that this has a tremendous influence on the specific disease of HIV and AIDS? And he was talking about my enzymes and SterilMax product, and at the time I said no. I really haven't been involved in HIV/AIDS research. Most of mine is in traditional disease like heart attacks, cancers, diabetes, arthritis, so on and so forth. And he says, well, let me just share some of the clinical trials and some of the medical treatments that we've been able to gather over the past 6 months by the use of your products as a treatment for HIV and AIDS. And you know, AIDS is a very close family-tied thing for Dr. Hall because his brothers and a lot of family members had suffered and even passed away from AIDS virus. And so it plagued his family, relatives, so on and so forth. So he was very passionate about finding some kind of an objective cure, if you will, or even effective means of treatment beyond what traditional medicine has and was offering. And again, this person works with the CDC. He works directly under Bill Clinton's administration in the capacity of an HIV/AIDS ambassador for the education throughout the world of the AIDS virus and AIDS epidemic. And so he started to share with me some of the results that he and his colleagues and clients were getting. Extraordinary results. And he was asking me, why would our product produce these kind of results? What's in this treatment that brings about this kind of a regeneration, arrestment, and healing of the immune system itself? At the time, in 1996, I didn't have the answers for him. So he invited me to embark over to Africa, get involved with Nelson Mandela, Nelson Mandela's nonprofit foundation, the AIDS organization throughout different countries of Africa. And so in 1997, we went and started to visit Africa. And my first visit was at Natal Medical Center in Natal, South Africa, where I met Dr. Smith, Professor Smith. He's the head dean of Natal Medical Center. And I was introducing enzymes as a means of cleaning the immune complexes, eliminating immune complexes from the... So as a result of that initial introduction, I was able to get them enthused about looking at enzymes to help clean the pathways of the blood, which would increase the efficiency of the immune cell functioning itself, because it didn't have to deal with occupying activity or occupying time and space of the blood with a whole bunch of immune complexes that plague the immune system's activity and timeliness of functioning. And so what happened was is then he started introducing me to various professors on campus because I was there for 2 weeks. And in the process of doing all this, there was a professor that took an enlightened personally because of the passion that I had for enzymes and the passion that I had for helping people overcome health illnesses. And his name was Professor Carl Pagel. He was the applied chemistry head in the medical university. So on multiple visits over the next year and a half, four visits I did to South Africa, in Johannesburg, South Africa, Pretoria, met with Lucan Pharmaceuticals and Elmox Industries, two real large pharmaceutical production companies, and was sharing my breakthroughs and some of the advancements of treatment of HIV and AIDS with their manufacturing facilities and some of their chemists and so on and so forth. And then there was also multiple visits back to the medical college or school, if you will, Natal Medical Center. And on my third visit back, Professor Pagel took me aside and he says, I want you to take a look at sterols. As you are traveling around the world, because you are so passionate about health and people, and he said, I really want you to take a look at my work and all the years of research that I put into sterols, glucosides, and their effects on the immune system. Not with respect to any particular disease, but just with respect to the immune system enhancement. So I started talking and working with Professor Pagel, and we went across campus to his department, and one of the things that I immediately saw when I first walked into his office, this is about a 14 by 12 foot room, and literally three out of the four walls, from not more than probably 6 inches off of the ground, all the way to the ceiling, three full walls of nothing but clinical trial research and studies, well over 1,100 clinical trials that have been conducted throughout most of Africa, throughout most of the world, with companies like ModuCare, which is one of the leading companies distributing a sterol-based product. He had been at the very root of all the research and development of all sterols distributed around the world today. And his breakthrough was when he discovered that the cytosterol actually had a unique substance or a molecule attached to the main molecule called a glucoside. And that's since been trademarked by various companies as a sterolin. But the true biochemical name is called a glucoside. And so he had actually explained to me that the discovery of this glucoside that only appears in a cytosterol source is actually a nutrient. And this substance or this nutrient has been identified to activate six different enzymes within the immune system cells, specifically T lymphocyte cells. And the enzymes that are activated with this glucoside molecule actually are directly involved in the proliferation and modulation factors of the overall cell's functioning. Well, this is huge because proliferation means the rate of reproduction. Modulate means the mechanism of control functioning of the cell. So as we started to share, and I started to really get enthusiastically interested in sterols now. And so that brought about a whole different realm of, wow, can we actually implement this with enzymes to bring about an even more profound and more positive effect? And so we started doing lots of research, especially clinical trials at King Edward's Hospital, at Natal Medical Center, right there at the college campus. And so from 1999 through 2002, we did a lot of clinical research at Natal Medical Center, King Edward's Hospital, over in Nigeria, in Abuja, at the Pharmacological Institute of Allied African Nations, which basically, when you can get something to pass through them, it's pretty much approved in all African countries throughout the entire continent of Africa. It's a very prestigious research facility outside of Abuja by about 60 miles. But and then we started doing work in Lagos. We started doing work in Kogi State Hospital through some of the governors. I remember George Agume, who's now since been murdered after the last election. We worked a lot extensively at his medical hospital in Nathalie State Hospital and Benoit State Hospital, Kogi State Hospital, Lagos General. There's just a whole bunch of them. In fact, a lot of them you'll actually find on my website under the enrichinggifts.com website, or Enriching Gifts Canada. And so you can actually get front newspaper articles and things like that that were written about the findings and outcomes of some of this research. But the bottom line was, the bottom line is that when you implemented plant sterols with an active glucoside with the enzymes, what you actually came out with an outcome was a total arrestment and a reversal of HIV and AIDS. Now, if that, I can't go and say you cure HIV and AIDS because I don't believe in a cure. In fact, one of the articles that I wrote for the Nigerian Republic, which is the largest distributed newspaper throughout Nigeria, is that the only cure the body will ever be able to sustain and actually have already inherent within the immune system cell functioning capacity itself. Only the immune system has the ability to cure or alleviate disease and illness from the human body. There's not a substance in the world that can cure a disease or illness. There are substances that will enhance the ability of the body to function more efficiently, like enzymes when they clean up the bloodstream and eliminate the immune complex proteins. They eliminate the undigested mucousy protein that sticks and really makes a muckety mess, if you will, out of the bloodstream. It contributes to a lot of the sludge, and that's just a negative. Higher blood pressure, less efficient blood flow, more activity, more substances for the immune system to clean up, so it really puts a burden on the immune system. But the bottom line is the enzymes clean up the bloodstream and eliminate all of those factors of the blood that would hinder or suppress the immune system's ability to function optimally. Then you couple that and you add in the sterolins and the glucosides with the sterols. Now you're giving additional nutrients that have never been given to the immune system before. Those enzymes, like Professor Pagel had said, those enzymes have probably never ever been activated because they only activate with a glucoside molecule or nutrient now. And so we've enhanced the immune system's ability to function optimally greatly by introducing sprout sterols to the immune system, or sprout sterol diet, if you will, to the immune system cells. And so the end result is, through multiple clinical trials, like I said, we did some trials at Natal Medical Center, we did trials at King Edward's Hospital, we've done many, many, many trials throughout the country of Nigeria in different hospitals there, several in Uganda, and a couple in Zimbabwe. And the end result is always the same. You can just see AIDS patients just totally revitalize their entire body and health in 6 to 9 months. And within 2 years, harassment, no more symptoms of HIV. There was no antibodies that would detect HIV presence in the human body. And so it's as good as a cure as fine, even though I won't call it a cure. All we did is we cleaned up the body and increased the efficiency of the immune system to where the immune system alleviated the virus from the system itself. And so that's what's come about as far as HIV and AIDS. And because of some of the findings in the research work that we did in Nigeria in 2001, I was actually nominated for a Nobel Prize on my discovery of how to bring about an enhancement of immune system cell functioning by these different enzymes within the T2 and T4 cells. And so that's kind of what brought about this whole discovery and the enhancement of the immune system's ability to function with respect to modulation and enhanced proliferation factors. But understand one thing, that in order for this whole process to work, you cannot take just enzymes and you cannot take just sterols. They have to be taken in combination, and then you have to follow that up with various nutritional support for the organs of the body and for the cells of the body so that they can cellularly reproduce themselves back to a state of healthy functioning and healthy metabolic activity. And when you have a functioning, balanced metabolic body, you have great vitality and quality of life. There is no disease or illness. And as every single doctor and chemist and scientist in the world knows, the difference between basically a healthy body or a healthy person and a sick person is how efficiently the immune system functions in a healthy person versus the sick person. And if you have a strong enough immune system, you can even put in an environment of junk in the bloodstream and it will still produce extraordinary results. But as a person ages, so does the immune system, so does the cell structure of the body. So anything we can do to alleviate what the immune system do by cleaning the bloodstream, we're only going to enhance the effectiveness and the strength of the immune system itself. And so those are the very specific things about how the plant enzymes and the SteroMax product will actually treat, if you will, stand alone, not in conjunction with immunosuppressive drugs or anything else, but by themselves will actually address the disease and the negative deteriorating effects of HIV and AIDS. And again, in order to have an enzyme formula that will accomplish those results in the bloodstream, not merely just digestive aspects, you have to have enzymes that come from plants. Animal enzymes will not give you the same benefit in the bloodstream as an animal-derived enzyme. They have to come from plants. Plant enzymes produce alkaline as well as acid-activating enzymes. When you're talking about the bloodstream, you have to have an alkaline-activated enzymes. And unfortunately, when you derive enzymes from animals, such as pancreatin from pig and ox bile from ox, even your fruit-bearing enzymes like bromelain from pineapple and papain from papayas, these are not alkaline-activated enzymes. And so they're not going to have much use in the bloodstream at all. And the way to increase the efficiency of the immune system is clean up the floating immune complex proteins that accumulate in the bloodstream as a result of enzyme deficiencies or inadequacies in the protein in your diet. And the plant enzymes addresses these issues very effectively. And you need very high activities, and you even need enzymatic activating minerals. That's a whole other part of the plant enzyme formulation. It's some very unique activating enzyme minerals in the respect that they can increase the enzymatic activity potential from the enzyme itself by almost unmeasurable, it's in the millions of times increased activity potential, and even longer use of the same enzyme before what accumulates is enzyme burnout. Because enzymes don't have an everlasting life. They will be able to interact, create biochemical reactions for so many times, and then they're used up. Well, we can greatly enhance the amount of times that they're used, enhance their activation potential with these specific minerals we use in our formulation. With regards to patients' recovery from the deterioration that's already been experienced by a patient with HIV and AIDS, again, if you give them aloe vera saccharides, we have a product called Aloe Ace Max. This actually helps to cellularly accelerate and reproduce cells of the body. That's why aloe has been used for literally 4,000 years plus for its healing properties. And when you heal, you're actually restoring or regenerating cellularly. And what aloe does is it actually causes the cells of the body to reproduce themselves at a rate of about 2.5 to 3 times faster than they normally would. And the cause of that is the polysaccharides themselves. And in the Aloe Ace products, we have extra long polysaccharide chains in very, very high concentrations. And those extra long polysaccharide chains are what bring about cell proliferation and reproduction at a rate of 2.5 to 3 times faster. And so you actually have the capability of recuperating and restoring back to health the organs in the different parts of the body that have been infected or deteriorated because of the HIV or AIDS condition. And so when you use SteroMax, when you use the aloe, those two alone brought about arrestment and full re-establishment of the immune system cells functioning in 6 to 9 months, and alleviation residents of the disease itself within 2 years. And the aloe actually helped to regenerate or regrow, if you will, the organs back to a state of health. And it varies from person to person. Some people took longer than the 9 months. Some people actually took 9 months. And again, age was a factor of relationship to how fast your body would recover from an organ. The younger you were, the faster you recovered. The older you were, the longer it took. And again, we can get into specifics about that when talking about an enzyme called telomerase. But this is specifically for the Ministry of Health of India. Hopefully this gives you some insight into why we're able to produce the results we were able to produce, some of the places where studies were conducted, held, and the outcomes of those studies. And if you need further information, I would appreciate the ability to talk to the ministry itself on a personal phone call at some point in time in the future, because we can change the direction and the forecasted future outcome of the AIDS epidemic if people start utilizing this protocol and treatment, if you will. Even though I don't call it a treatment, it's just simply a better way of living life and supporting the body and its functioning processes. I don't like to enroll myself in conversations about disease and illness too much. So, again, hopefully this explains the benefits, the where's, the why's, exactly why we're able to bring these results about. One of the other important things that you need to understand and to be aware of is the viral load within the infected cells. And even the viral load within the newly produced T cells, within the T lymphocytes. One of the extraordinary things that we found in most cases, there were two studies, but the studies themselves were found to be flawed in our protocol and our outline of the way we administered the study. But in a sound study and research trial, we found that we could not only increase the rate at which your body produces the T lymphocyte cells, the T2 and T4 cells, but we could actually reduce the viral load in those cells. And that is optimally what any medicine or any medical institution is trying to achieve when dealing with HIV and AIDS. How do you reduce the load while maintaining adequate amounts of T cells in the human body? And so this is what we were able to accomplish too in one of the main protocol outlines. And we did several trials with the same result. And like I said, there was two studies that we did where the results were so varied that we did different outlines for each study. And the two that were so varied, we finally figured out the flaws in the study to where they couldn't have anything else but a tremendously varied outcome. So hopefully that will help you out. And like I said, it would be a great interest of my own, as well as an honor to have a personal conversation at some point in the future directly with the Ministry of Health itself and the people involved in that, if that becomes a necessity, or possibly I could do that on another visit on my way back to New Delhi, India at some point in time in the future. So thank you. And again, this is Ron Schneider.